I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Actor Ernie Hudson has made a name for himself on the stage and the big screen. The Michigan native was a resident playwright at Concept East, America's oldest black theater company, but he may be best known for his performances in films like Ghostbusters and Miss Congeniality and in the HBO series Oz. Now, Hudson plays a principal in the new TNT original movie The Ron Clark Story. The film is about an idealistic young teacher who leaves his southern hometown to face the challenges of a New York City public school. Even after a successful four-decade career, Hudson tells NPR's Ed Gordon that he still remembers the difficult road that led him to acting.
I grew up in Benton Harbor. Nobody in my family ever finished high school. My wife then, nobody in her family had ever finished high school. So we were just two kids. I graduated from high school with a D average with no clue as to what my future held. And I got a job working in a foundry. And then after I got a clue of what it could hold, I thought, well, it's time to do something a little different. So I joined the Marine Corps, and I was discharged after 9 weeks because of asthma. And so they put me right back to square one. And my wife got pregnant right away, and I went to Wayne State University and just pleaded with the admissions counselor, who let me in on probation. And I graduated from there. I got a scholarship to Yale School of Drama. And I had no clue. And I tried doing a number of different jobs, only to find that I was really very bad at just about everything. So, you know, like, and then finally when I found acting, I was taking an acting class, and I thought, boy, this would be great to do. But I'd heard all the stories about you can't make a living as an actor. And my ex-wife told me, she said, you know, you're broke anyway, so what do you got to lose? So,
yeah, why not, right? You talk about just opportunity, you know, graduating with a D average in high school and then being able to enroll in Wayne State University, a great urban institution, and then going on to Yale Drama School. The opportunity that you were able to have to show that you can achieve really speaks to what we're talking about to a great degree with the Ron Clark story. Tell us a little bit about that and your involvement in it.
Yeah, absolutely. When I got the script for the Ron Clark story, I was very inspired by it. Here's a man from a white guy from South Carolina who went up to New York and took over a class of kids who had basically been kicked out of the system. And within 1 year, he turned their scores around and really had a huge impact on their lives. And he's continually done that. And I play a principal who went through the system, but he's also a bit cynical. And this Ron Clark character sort of turns his, you know, way of looking at things around. And I think we do need those extraordinary people to remind us all that we can perform the extraordinary.
This class tested at the bottom of the entire New York City school district. These students have problems with learning, discipline, social skills.
I'm your man.
No. Last year, this class went through six different teachers before Christmas.
Yes, nobody wants them, and I do. So what's the problem?
Test scores are very important to me. It's how I keep my job.
I can start right now.
You can start on Monday.
So, Ernie, when you did see the script and you took a look at it and read it, it did speak to you on a personal level as well, because, again, you saw not only a great story, but what had been akin to your life in terms of opportunity.
Yeah, not only me, but I think most successful blacks, we all go through a little bit of that, a little bit of guilt saying, you know, why not me? I look at my high school classmates, you know, who dropped out of school, who are no longer around, who actually ended up going to prisons and so forth and so on. And you kind of go, why did God spare me? But and so when we see a story like this, and then, of course, it's never the story the way you want it to be. I would love for Ron Clark to have been a black guy who went up to Harlem and took over class. But, you know, that's not the way it was. And so I truly believe that what Ron was able to do in that classroom is really inspire them, these kids, to believe in themselves.
How much has it been a concerted effort by you, Ernie, to take on characters and roles that are not demeaning to not only black folks in general, but black men in particular? I think of the role you had that so many people identify you with, and that's the warden on Oz. And when you think of the demeanor of many of the characters you've played, it's always put a big and a good face on a black male.
Well, obviously that's something I've been concerned about because what I liked about, we're talking about the Ron Clark story, I like the fact that there was a black man in that story. Mm-hmm. You know, because many of these stories we're not actively involved with, you know. And so to me that's very, very important that we show ourselves as I believe we truly are. You know, I raised my two older boys as a single parent, and I know at least five of my friends who've done the same thing. But you never hear those stories. You never hear about men taking the responsibility. So the stories are out there. It's just that we don't get to hear them. And so it's very important for me, even if I'm playing a character who's a villain, like in The Substitute with Tom Berenger, I still believe that somewhere within that person there is a light. There's a desire to do better. Maybe he's reached a point of not believing in that light, not believing that he's capable of that, believing that he has to do what he has to do. But no matter what it is, there's some part of him that's redeemable.
Well, in fact, whether it's The Warden on Oz or the Ron Clark story or your great role in Lackawanna Blues, Ernie, you've always done that. And I'm a big fan, always glad to see you on the screen, big or small. And we thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's so many wonderful stories, and I just really encourage all of my brothers, regardless of color, but especially African-Americans, to let's get active and tell those stories because that's where the real characters sort of come to life.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
That was NPR's Ed Gordon speaking with actor Ernie Hudson.